without martyrs, without witnesses, concludes historian Robert Louis Wilkin, writing about the first centuries of the church. Martyr, in Greek, means witness. This calling was not merely for those who were killed for their faith, but for all believers. Wilkin's point is that people normally discover Christ not by listening to dispassionate reports about a past resurrection, but by listening to people who experience the risen Lord and His continuing work in their lives. Sometimes these witnesses were called to die for their faith because of persecution. But more often, the witnesses were believers who lived in faith amid the usual trials and troubles in a broken, sinful, and hurting world. Being a witness is less often about a romanticized public event and more often about the quiet, ordinary, difficult lives of believers. As Wilkin comments, martyrs always speak in the first person. These witnesses spoke about a historical Jesus who walked the roads of Galilee. But even more, they spoke about the risen Lord's present mercies and divine power working in and among them. This power, contrary to expectations, was not so much associated with wealth, political authority, or increased health. Instead, this gospel power was busy with the transforming love of the Father, the life-giving grace of the Son, and the comforting presence of the Spirit. Given this workaday, anything but dramatic picture, how might we serve as faithful witnesses to one another? One of the things I have learned and valued from the history of the Black Church in America is the importance they place on the function of witness or testimony. Whether in response to a preacher or during a small gathering of believers listening to one another, it is not uncommon for saints in the pew to respond to the speaker in the pulpit with phrases like, "testify," and "I need a witness." Here, the witness normally performs two functions. First, it affirms the difficulties, trials, or suffering a person is experiencing as real and not imagined. It gives people space to share what they have experienced and to give voice to their frustrations, fears, and hurts. This is what is happening, and it is so hard. Second, it affirms God's presence and grace as real and not imagined. It gives those same people courage to speak of the mysterious ways they have seen God show up, bringing comfort, mysterious, and hope in the hardships. Remarkably, this divine tenderness appears not simply in the absence of the difficulties, but even more in their devastating presence. This is the twofold dynamic of serving as a witness. Whether speaking of a difficult marriage, an unjust landlord, or a debilitating disease, this kind of witness enables listeners to encourage a sister that she is not alone, reassuring her that others see and affirm her difficulties and frustrations. When we are going through tough times like this, we can wonder whether we are crazy, whether we are just imagining that things are so hard. But fellow pilgrims can help us by listening to our stories and then affirming, "Wow, that is really hard. I can't believe you are having to face that." Or, "You're right. What you are talking about is heartbreaking, and I have no solutions." In this way, without discounting the pain and discouragements, these listeners acknowledge the peculiar ways the believer has experienced God's mercies. Mysterious and sometimes individually personal stories of God's kindness, comfort, and tenderness are welcomed rather than discounted by the faithful. Yes, that really does sound like God met you in that moment. Wow, it is amazing how God has provided for you even amid the ongoing challenges. This tradition that maintains the twofold dynamic of witness has been important throughout the history of the church, from the early Christian martyrs to saints in the Black church experience in America. Such wisdom, however, was not easily gained, but usually grew through the fires of pain and suffering. The more affluent side of the American church, not having gone through the same fires, often feels that the